This episode of the Early Bird Briefing is brought to you by me, Eagle Falcon, and my shenanigans that we pull off over at twitch.tv/EagleFalcon. I highly recommend you go check it out. Support me there. Just hang out. That's all I ask. And now, on to the episode. Fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Sunday, May 9th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. First off, it's Mother's Day here in the U.S. If you forgot, you need to go grab your phone right now and at the very least, wish your mother a happy Mother's Day. I'm telling you this. I'm not asking. Go do it. All right, let's actually get the tech-related stuff. We have new details regarding the Intel ZHPG DG2 GPU. And if that sounded like a giant mouthful that made no sense, don't worry. It did to me too. But basically, this is the discrete gaming graphic cards that Intel has been developing. The Intel Z, that is the XE, is the new high-end integrated GPU that is in all of the new 11th gen CPUs that were a giant flop. But right now, they are the easiest way to get hold of a GPU, since any other GPU is in fact a colossal myth. Or a ripoff. One of the two. And those who said they got a GPU at the actual advertised MSRP, well, those same people should go get a lottery ticket because they are the luckiest guys and gals out there. But I digress. These new GPUs from Intel, we're expecting them to be a PCI Express Gen 4 by 12 interface rather than by 8, which is what we kind of, for the most part, see GPUs use. Like, they'll connect into a by 16, but they get away with a by 8. These apparently are going to be using by 12. Now, I don't know, actually, does that mean that they're not going to be the full by 16 length? That much is not made clear. But the details that is absolutely the most important is the fact that it is going to be PCI Express Gen 4, and it is going to be up to 100 watts, which compared to the power-sucking Titans that is the RTX 3000 series, that is very, very power efficient, which also tells me that the hopes and dreams of new Intel GPUs being complete graphic card monsters is hoping for way, way too much. So I guess in the end, we'll just have to see. But there's a decent chance these might be the only GPUs can get out there, because all the other ones, they have to go through a third-party foundry, and all of them are overbooked because of the pandemic. And Intel, well, they have their own foundry, so they don't have that problem. But of course, who knows? Because, man, silicon is just hard to come by these days. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.